This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Obama administration has offered $1.6 million to the state of Florida to ease its transition on a $4 billion gap because it has not expanded Medicaid. Republicans in the legislature argue they have 2 years to come up with a way to deal with 800,000 uninsured Floridians. Illinois is moving to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. Volunteers in New York City fanned out to visit 1,000 manicure shops to tell workers of their rights and warn them of the health dangers. California farmers have agreed to give up 25% of their water allocation to deal with the drought there, but want to promise that they won't be asked to surrender any more water than that level. A Brazilian investment firm, First, is raising money for that country's largest so-called social impact investing fund, backed by the Catholic Church and some big players like J.P. Morgan Chase and the World Bank. Mayor Mitch Landrieu of New Orleans has been using his personal Google account with no screens for official business, creating a controversy. Texas bill to stop all public employee payroll dues deductions seems to have failed for this session. Walmart is asking thousands of U.S. suppliers to curb the use of antibiotics in farm animals and improve treatment of the animals. Self-service at gas stations has been banned in New Jersey since 1949. Archbishop Oscar Romero, assassinated at Mass in El Salvador 35 years ago, has been named a martyr by Pope Francis, speeding up his path to sainthood in the Catholic Church. Eiffel Tower workers in Paris went on strike to protest the lack of security for visitors and employees because of the gangs of pickpockets. There are 67 public toilets for over 15 million people in Bangladesh. California State Assembly has banned the use of microbeads, the tinny plastic balls used in face washes, toothpaste, and other personal care products, but end up in waterways. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.